For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
DJ GA from Hot 105.7 is here. His afternoon show you can listen to coming up this afternoon as well. I was telling everybody that you play a little D1 basketball back in the day. You were a bad man. There's a sales guy here that played against this dude back in the day in high school. And so he was a dunking fool.
Yeah.
Flying all over and dunking on everybody.
Athletic, 6'4", athletic, 225, what's happening?
Yeah.
I'm 215 now.
Yeah, and still ripped and still in good shape.
I can't help it, man. Once it's in your DNA, it's in your DNA, bro.
Yeah,
it really is.
Being a small, skinny white guy's in my DNA, still is. Let's talk a little bit about this, because I want to get your perspective on this game. And we were talking about before you came in, I feel like Jaylen Brown's in a different headspace than Jason Tatum in this series. I feel like Jaylen Brown is in the screw you, whatever it takes, I'm going to get it done. And Tatum's just kind of like going through it like, I don't know, like he pointed out, Jason Tatum before the series talking about being scared and nervous kind of going into this series. And they're just playing two different styles of basketball, two different mindsets. And mindset is everything, GA.
Everything. Well, and remember, I've always been, not say I'm not a fan of the Celtics or of Jaylen Brown and Tatum, but my thing with them is I always felt they were shaky.
Right.
They were always shaking me. I'm not saying they weren't great players, but certain stuff would happen, missing two free throws. And I'm like, what's going on with Tatum and them? Like, they was like, oh, Celtics. I'm like, I'm not convinced. But you're right. Watching Jaylen Brown is playing playoff basketball. He's there right now. You know what I'm saying? He is there. And Tatum, like you said, the bright lights. And like, even though he played well last night, and last night too, I said the Mavericks were going to win. I said it was either going to be a close game or they're going to win by 10.
Zingas, of course.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, but it's the same old things since the East and West. That physical play is taking them all out of their game. And it's not even super physical. It's just physical enough to throw people off from the West. And it's looking, they're basically getting punked right now.
Pretty much.
That's what's happening.
Boston defense is owning them at this point, right?
And I blame that loss on Luka last night. And I'm sure anybody that watched the game, him kept losing his temper, worrying about the refs not making those calls. And granted, he was getting fouled, though. I'll give him that. Those were fouls. And that's what I was talking about. He has to, I'm not saying flop, but you got to embellish on something because he's big. They're getting away with giving him forearm shivers, sure, and he's taking them, but it's still throwing off his shot. So I'm not saying flop, but you got to be like, hey, ref, hey, you got to do something.
But
because
we're back to the mental aspect of things again.
Yep.
And they got into his head, and it
and
was
he
over.
Fouled out.
Yes. With four minutes to go.
As an NBA superstar in the NBA Finals, you, my good friend, cannot foul out. I don't care what's going on. Mm-hmm. You can't foul out.
Right. And I totally agree. Now, games one and game two, Kyrie did not look like Kyrie.
He did
not. After last night, and you saw it earlier, like, ooh, he's moving a lot quicker.
Yeah, he's better.
He looks a lot better. I wonder if there's physically something going on with Kyrie those first couple of games, or what the deal is. Because you come back to Boston, who you pretty much spit on your way out of Boston.
Pretty much.
As a Celtic.
Uh-huh.
And they're chanting, you suck, and they're booing you, and they're doing all this stuff. You would think he'd come out mad possessed, like, I'm going to own these cats.
And he was like,
it did not happen.
Yeah, so, you know, who really knows?
We'll
like
find
you said,
out later.
Yeah.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
They're down 3-0, bro. It's
over.
It's over.
It absolutely is over.
And I even hate, you know, you want to give them I said it's going to be a gentleman sweep. They're going to win the next one, and then they're going to come back to Boston, and Boston is going to win. So it's 4-1.
Matt Vasgersian coming up here in a few minutes. MLB Network, Angels play-by-play guy to talk about coming back into town tomorrow to celebrate Bill Schroeder's 30th anniversary. As part of the Brewers-Reds broadcast on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Do not go anywhere for that. But I'm going to ask you a question. I asked Charlie earlier in the show.
Okay.
And I want to know where you stand on this one. It's a poll question that was put up by random person, a listener of the show, Junes. Is Drew Holiday a Hall of Famer? Two rings. He'll have a second one here. Two All-Stars. Six All-Defense. 36th in NBA history, 62nd in NBA history in steals. Is he an all-star, or is he in a Hall of Famer in your mind?
No.
Why?
When you say Drew Holiday, what do you think about? When you say Drew Holiday.
Defense. Leader.
Right off top, it doesn't come. Hall of Fame doesn't come to my mind. Is he a great player? Yes. But is he Hall of Famer? I don't think so.
Did you think Chauncey Billups was a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, Big Shot was.
You think Billups was back then?
Oh my God.
See, I thought Billups was a very good player that got a ring in Detroit, which was fine.
The Big Shot? No, he was definitely a Hall of Famer. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you ask somebody, Like, it's just with, and like, his numbers, and here's the thing, right? His numbers may constitute it, but...
No, they don't.
Some people say, "Yo, that's great," right? But the eye test, like when you think of, I don't think a Hall of Famer. I think of a good player, but I don't think. He works well with the Celtics. He does. But we've seen him when he was had to be the number two guy. What did he do?
Couldn't finish.
And I'm not even. And see, I want to give him some respect because he is a good. But like when you that number one, that number two spot, bro, he.
Couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
And if you're a Hall of Famer...
That's where you...
But there are exceptions to the rule. You want to know the exception?
Who?
Draymond's going to get in. Draymond don't belong in. There's no way. Draymond's going to get in because he was part of a dynasty run. He's going to get in. Klay's going to go. Steph's going to go. And Draymond's going to go. All three are going to go.
They needed them.
Draymond's numbers suck. When you look at his numbers compared to other Hall of Famers, he doesn't even belong in the same planet as those guys.
But like you said, that's an exception to the rule because of, he has Steph and Klay with him, and that made him look even better than he actually was.
GA. So, again, I'm with you. I don't think Drew is a Hall of Famer either. But, won one in Milwaukee, wins one in Boston.
Yeah.
If he wins a third, whether it's in Boston or a different city, then what?
Nah, I still wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame.
See, for me... When the narrative around your career while you've been a player from your peers, other players is, man, he's one of the most underrated players in the league. That's never said about a Hall of Famer.
Never.
Nobody ever says,
no.
Man, Magic Johnson, he was underrated back in the day.
Right, yeah.
Michael Jordan, underrated.
Yeah,
That's never a thing.
Never.
So when you're saying that, you're not a Hall of Famer. In my mind, you got to be dominant in your era.
I totally agree. Like I said, I don't want to disrespect the players, but at the same time, we're splitting hairs. We're not even splitting hairs with this. We're not talking about Michael and LeBron. We're talking about, bro. They're down 3-0, bro. It's
over.
It's over.
It absolutely is over.
And I even hate, you want to give them I said it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. They're going to win the next one, and then they're going to come back to Boston, and Boston is going to win. So it's 4-1.
Matt Vasgersian coming up here in a few minutes. MLB Network, Angels play-by-play, got to talk about coming back into town tomorrow to celebrate Bill Schroeder's 30th anniversary as part of the Brewers Reds broadcast on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Do not go anywhere for that. But I'm going to ask you a question. I asked Charlie earlier in the show.
Okay.
And I want to know where you stand on this one. It's a poll question that was put up by random person, a listener of the show, Junes. Is Drew Holiday a Hall of Famer? 2 rings, he'll have a second one here. 2 All-Stars, 6 All-Defense, 36th in NBA history, 62nd in NBA history in steals. Is he an All-Star, or is he a Hall of Famer in your mind?
No.
Why?
When you say Drew Holiday, what do you think about? When you say Drew Holiday.
Defense. Leader.
Right off top, it doesn't come. Hall of Fame doesn't come to my mind. Is he a great player? Yes. But is he Hall of Famer? I don't think so.
Did you think Chauncey Billups was a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Big Shot was.
You think Billups was back then?
Oh my God.
See, I thought Billups was a very good player that got a ring in Detroit, which was fine.
The Big Shot? No, he was definitely a Hall of Famer. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you ask somebody, Like, it's just with, and his numbers, and here's the thing, right? His numbers may constitute it, but.
No, they don't.
Some people say, yo, that's great, right? But the eye test, like, when you think of, I don't think of Hall of Famer. I think of a good player, but I don't think, he goes well with, he works well with the Celtics. He does. But we've seen him when he was, had to be the number two guy. What did he do?
Couldn't finish.
And I'm not even, and see, I want to give him some respect because he is a great, but like when you, that number one, that number two spot, bro, he
couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
And if you're a Hall of Famer. But there are exceptions to the rule. You want to know the exception?
Who?
Draymond's going to get in. And Draymond don't belong in. There's no way. Draymond's going to get in because he was part of a dynasty run. He's going to get in. Klay's going to go. Steph's going to go. And Draymond's going to go. All three are going to go.
They needed them.
Draymond's numbers suck. When you look at his numbers compared to other Hall of Famers, he doesn't even belong in the same planet as those guys.
But like you said, that's an exception to the rule because of, he has Steph and Klay with him. And that made him look even better than he actually was.
GA. So, again, I'm with you. I don't think Drew is a Hall of Famer either. But, won one in Milwaukee. Wins one in Boston.
Yeah.
If he wins a third, whether it's in Boston or a different city, then what?
Nah, I still wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame.
See, for me, when the narrative around your career while you've been a player,
right,
from your peers, other players, is, man, he's one of the most underrated players in the league. That's never said about a Hall of Famer.
Never.
Nobody ever says,
no.
Man, Magic Johnson, he was underrated back in the day.
Right,
Michael Jordan, underrated.
Yeah,
That's never a thing.
Never.
So when you're saying that, you're not a Hall of Famer. In my mind, you got to be dominant in your era.
I totally agree. Like I said, I don't want to disrespect the players, but at the same time, we're splitting hairs. We're not even splitting hairs with this. We're not talking about Michael and LeBron. We're talking about, bro. Hey, you one of the few that made the NBA and you had a great career, but Hall of Fame?
No, I'm with you.
No.
I don't think so either. He is DJ GA, Hot 105.7. Check him out coming up this afternoon. Follow him on Twitter at DJ GEE _ A.
There you go.
Matt Vasgersian coming up next. MLB Network, Angels play-by-play voice, old school Brewers play-by-play announcer with Bill Schroeder. I can't wait for this one. That's up next. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan.
In life, some days are good. And some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.